You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a f***ing
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
And Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, from two people to 300. Let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. Jerry's Percentages. He's always in the mood. He's always in the mood. He's always got something.
He is so horny today.
Yeah, that's what I've heard through the grapevine. And I believe he has an opening statement. Are you guys prepared for this? Are you ready to hear
from
Jerry?
Fire it up.
So Jerry was unfortunately subjected to your show yesterday, and I heard you clowns drooling all over Sam Hunt for being a quarterback and a guitar guy in college. Well, that's child's play compared to Jerry's college resume. President of the W5H Club and a goddamn wizard on the accordion. Jerry could put the hottest of girls to sleep with my play on the accordion.
What the hell is he talking about?
I had him pegged as an accordion player from day one.
Jerry.
Yeah, the accordion. Okay. So.
I don't know what that means from Jerry, but accordion, I did not see that one coming.
W5H. I think Sam Hunt would have the upper hand on Jerry.
I don't even know what W5H is, buddy.
Well, it's I don't really care to explain it to you. Yeah, it's a form of like it's W5H is 5 W's. Like what, where, why, how, or no. When, where, and then the H is how.
So oh,
W5H.
God.
And right. It's like a debate kind of questionnaire nerdy club that Jerry used to be the president.
He'd be all over that.
Yeah, and he played the accordion. all right, so you guys ready for the takes?
Yep.
I also reluctantly heard you jokers talking to Kyle Dubas in his book suggestion. Well, I'm going out on a limb and saying at least one of you will read the entire thing.
I don't even know if O-Dog can read one sentence, let alone a whole book. That son of a bitch, Ann Noodles, dropped out in grade 5.
That is fake news. Mm-hmm. At least grade 10. Minimum grade 10.
Grade 10 for me, buddy.
What do you think? Noodles, you're going to say 100% because you believe you're going to read this whole book.
I'm going to get the book, too. I'm reading it. We're having a book report on Fridays, one chapter.
I'll say 100 because I am going to read it. Like, if anything, like, Kyle's not going to throw us, like, he's not going to be a hero and throw us, like, a dud of a book. It's obviously a decent book. You know what I mean?
Well,
so I'll read it.
The book is called In Defense of Troublemakers. So.
Yeah.
You're
I
saying
think it's
100%.
Surprise us. Yeah, okay. I'm going to read it for sure.
Oh,
yeah, I'm going to read it. I'm in the works of getting it in my hands as we speak.
Well, you guys are just a bunch.
So
of
it's 100%.
It's 0%.
It's 100%.
The answer is 0. You're lying through your teeth, both of you.
You don't think that one of us?
You know what?
No, I don't. That's why it's 0%.
I'm going to. I am going to.
No, you're not.
Well, I am too.
No, you're not.
Dude,
neither
we're doing a book report. We're doing a book report every Friday. You have to read a chapter.
How many
week.
Chapters are in the book?
Who cares? Who cares?
That's
it's material.
Right.
It's content.
I'm not saying we won't read some of the book. I'm saying start to finish is 0%.
I'll read
it. It's 100%.
Now you've got me principled up, so I'm going to read it. Like
I'm challenging you.
I do read a bit. Like I've read, you know,
Are you well-read? Would you consider yourself well-read?
No.
I've read one book
well-read.
In 25
no.
years.
But I do read books. Like, it's some are good and some are bad. Like, for example, when I had a daughter, Jerome McGinley suggested a book for me, and I thought it was a fantastic book.
Okay.
Strong Father, Strong Daughters. So I read it. And then now there's a new one that I have a son, Better Dad, Stronger Sons. So, you know, that type of stuff. Obviously, I've read like Duthie's and Bobby Mack's book. But, you know, Dan Brown. Do you remember Dan Brown from, Da Vinci Code,
yep,
all of those.
Great movies.
Yeah, so I've read all of his books.
Okay.
His books are fascinating for me.
All right, you stated your case. All right,
also,
I'm not budging off my number, but...
There's also, like, stupid books, like Tucker Max. Do you remember that guy?
No.
No. I'm 100% on this percentage.
All right.
I'm going to give one book. I know we got to move on, but Living with a Navy SEAL, Living with a SEAL by Jesse Itzler. That is a great book, and people should check it out. His story is fascinating because he's married to Sarah Blakely, the inventor of Spanx.
Oh, yeah.
And she's one of the wealthiest women in America. His story is unreal, and he lived with a Navy SEAL for 31 days.
All right, you proved your case. You've read
books.
You got
us.
I've
read books.
You're ahead of us. You guys are at 100%. I'm at 0%. Let's see what else Jerry has in the chamber this afternoon.
Dana White's dream of running the Kumite has finally come to fruition in his goofy little island. Well, Conor McGregor will go bottom brick and fight on the island.
John Dukes might show up and kick everyone's ass. And you know what I mean with John Dukes.
Hi-ya!
Jesus.
What the hell was that?
Jerry.
Wasn't it Frank Dukes? Was it John Dukes or Frank Dukes?
It was Frank Dukes.
Yeah, I was going to say it's Frank.
Jerry needs to stay on script. John Dukes. Just,
and then he throws in a hi-ya.
Right.
Hi-ya!
I don't think that was...
He's an idiot.
Frank Duke's signature move. I don't remember him making sounds.
I don't remember Frank or John, whatever his name was, ever going, hi-ya, hi-ya.
Well, he's right, though. Dana White is going, it's Kumite, man. They're on a private island somewhere. There's not going to be any fans. No one's going to be in attendance. Just people brawling in the octagon. And Jerry's saying Connor McDavid's going to be there at some point in the next 2 months.
I'm going to say 30%. I don't know if Conor McGregor, he seems like he wants to be the Vegas show, the real deal. I don't know if he wants the whole sideshow, private island. I'm going to say 30%. But money talks too, right?
Yeah. I'm going to say 18%. I think money does talk, but I don't know. I think McGregor wants, I think he wants to get back to things being normal so they can have the whole media tour and that.
Right.
Like he craves that attention.
Yeah.
You know
he
what I mean?
He wants the Vegas fight. He doesn't want some goofy island.
That's where I'm conflicted here because there's a part of me that feels like these are going to do monster numbers on pay-per-view and on ESPN.
Yeah.
Like they're playing them on ESPN in the States and they're available worldwide. And I think they're going to do huge numbers. And I think McGregor would be intrigued by that, but I think what you said about the media tour, you don't want to waste a McGregor fight. You know, you want to hype up a McGregor fight. You want the gate. Like, they make a fortune. In Vegas, there's 20,000 people in the building. They're paying top dollar. They make a lot of money doing that, and McGregor gets a piece of it. So I'm going to go lower than both of you. I will hold out a slight hope that Dana White and McGregor somehow come together and feel like they can put together a super fight that the whole world is going to watch, even if no one's technically in the building. So I'll say 10%. But I don't know if you want to waste the moneymaker on a private island somewhere without anyone in attendance. Let's see what else Jerry has in store for us.
Tom Brady will play for a third team before retiring from the NFL.
He was on the Stern Show. Didn't talk a whole lot about sex, though, did he? I love when Tom Brady talks about sex.
When has that ever happened?
I don't know.
What
don't
is Jerry know. Talking about? He's losing it.
He is off script. He's off script today.
Hi-ya!
So Brady playing for a third team.
Zero.
Before
zero,
he retires.
Buddy. By the way, I was thinking about Tom Brady today. Whenever the NFL fires up, I don't think Tampa makes the playoffs.
I think it's going to rely heavily on him, clearly.
Oh, no kidding. I don't think they make the playoffs. You look at the quarterbacks and the teams in that division right now. Teddy Bridgewater's back there, Drew Brees. I mean...
Yeah, the Saints are still loaded, man. Like, they just signed Emmanuel Sanders, too. They got Sanders and Thomas. They've got Kamara. They've got Brees, who's better than Brady today.
But
Yeah, Cameron
is there
Jordan.
Is there any chance that Tampa still continues to try and load up on players? Like, hey, where's AB going?
I saw he got
a new agent.
Yeah,
I think they made it known to Brady that he ain't going there.
Yeah, Brown's not going to Tampa, but there's some reports out there that maybe he goes to Baltimore because he's working out with Lamar Jackson, and Hollywood Brown is a wideout in Baltimore is Brown's cousin. They're cousins, and they're working out right now. So Baltimore's got room. Baltimore's a great team. If they feel like, you know, Harbaugh and company can handle him, he'll get a shot somewhere. If he stays out of the TMZ world for a couple of months, someone in the NFL will sign him. But I'm low, but I'm not 0% on Brady playing for a third team.
No, because wait, 0%. He's 43 years old.
I know that, but he's talking about playing another 4 or 5 years,
no.
And he wants to play in San Francisco. I think at some point in his career. If it's available to him. If Garoppolo falls off in 2 years and they say we can give you a 1 year deal and we're loaded, I think he might be open to that. I'm gonna say 10%, a 10% chance. And there's a chance Tampa says you're done, but he still wants to play, and another team's like, all right, we'll take you.
I think he's got enough pride to know that regardless of how long he wants to play, he'll step away and say, okay, that's enough.
I'm 3%, but I don't think he's going anywhere.
Sticking with the failing NFL, that nerd Goodell is testing his luck with his virtual draft, because at least one technical issue will take place.
Might be some type of Laramie Tunsil thing where he's got a giant mask on, inhaling copious amounts of weed smoke. And Jerry loves weed smoke.
What is wrong with him?
This is getting weird. Like, Jerry is in a dark place.
Hi-ya!
He's a fan of Laramie Tunsil and
weed smoke.
Weed smoke. Yeah, that is what an accordion player would say. All right, so technical difficulties at some point. I'm
80% on that. Just
yeah.
With all the different avenues it has to go through, I say 80% goofy happens.
It's 7 rounds, too, right? It doesn't have to be the first round.
No
by
kidding,
round seven, someone's internet drops and they can't get it in on time.
Somebody's iPad, someone's going to be geared down on it naked, or something dumb's going to happen.
I'm 100%. You know something funky's going to happen, for sure.
100%. I'd be disappointed if it didn't. I want something to happen. I don't need anything nefarious. I don't want anyone getting hacked, but I want someone on the clock and they run out of time because their internet dropped.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I would like. I want them to be humanized, you know, because that's what happens with fantasy football. Anyone that plays fantasy and they do their draft online, imagine it goes into auto draft. Like, all of a sudden you're on the clock and you're like, all right, we got a guy locked in. Oh, or we ran out of time. Internet drops and it just automatically drafts whoever is next on the board. But obviously the NFL is going to put in place some safeguards, and they're going to pause the draft at times if they have to. I think they said that today. They're preparing for it. They're not going to call it a timeout. I'm not sure what they're going to call it, but they have to anticipate every possible hiccup and have a game plan for it. All right, there you go. Jerry's percentages. Good stuff, Jerry.
Yeah, he was on fire today. Hi-ya!
Hi-ya!
Yeah, that's a drop. That's not going to make it into the Sweet 16 of the Overdrive Madness bracket. But it's a drop for future dates. There's no doubt about that, courtesy of our boy Jerry.